It's time for Industry Night, our weekly segment exploring the world of food and hospitality. Last time we heard from Jessica Isto about the boom in craft coffee. Before that, we talked with Top Chef alum and Siena Tavern chef Fabio Viviani. Find out those and other Industry Night interviews on our website, WGNradio.com. Tonight, let's stay on the craft tip. Craft beer. Chicago's seen an explosion of brewers and breweries in the last decade, whether it's Lagunitas, Half Faker, Revolution, or a slew of other shops. Chicago has set up shop as a place to be for brewers and consumers of craft beer, so why not a bar dedicated to it? Enter Beermiscuous in Lakeview. The cafe has been serving up distinct ales for 3.5 years, but now they've turned their expertise into a field guide. The Beermiscuous Field Guide was just published, and it serves as a guide for the 100-plus craft beer makers in the Chicago area. It's being coined a must-have for those who are looking to explore the various tap rooms and beer brew pubs that are giving Chicago a complete, unique, diverse beer community. Andrew Hillsberg is a contributor to the Beermiscuous Field Guide, and he joins me now. Andrew, good to see you.
Good to see you. Great to be here.
So let's talk about this. I mean, it's one thing to have a craft beer cafe, which is Beermiscuous for the last 3.5 years, but it's entirely another to create a field guide. What goes into why create a field guide?
To write a book, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't necessarily our expertise, but our expertise was local beer. So we've just been carrying a lot of these breweries that have been popped up right when we opened in 2014. There were just a whole bunch of more breweries that kind of came on the scene. We have this awesome mural that our owner Paul put up on the wall that kind of maps out where all the breweries are. It's kind of inspired by the Chicago CTA map, but if you saw it, I mean, you'd pick on us because, you know, it's not the CTA map. The colors aren't right. So people were asking us all the time about these breweries that they didn't know, and there are just a ton of them.
Right.
You think you know. I mean, people know Revolution and Half Acre and Goose and all those guys, but there's so many more. And so we were getting all these questions, and we realized, hey, why not? No one's put together a guide to showcase and tell you about all these different breweries that exist throughout the Chicagoland area.
And I do mention 100-plus craft beer makers in the Chicago area. And I asked the question, just why Chicago has attracted this industry? What is it about this? Is it unusual that a city like this has this many, or is this just now the norm for any metropolitan area?
Well, it's definitely growing in every metropolitan area, but I mean, I was just down in Nashville, and it feels like 2012 down there. Like, they feel years behind down there. And here, I mean, obviously it's always been a great beer drinking town, but we're just really fortunate here. I mean, we've got, I think a big part of that is just that, you know, we had Goose Island here in the 80s, one of the very early craft breweries. Not only just Goose Island, but when they had the two brew pubs as well, which were brewing their own beer. So you had a lot of people that gained a lot of experience over a lot of years, and they've stayed in Chicago, and they've opened up their own breweries. You got like John Lafler at Off Color. You've got Brian Taylor at Weiner Beer, which is down in the back of the Yards neighborhood, the plant, really awesome facility. You've got Jacob Sombrano, which is over at Rick Bayless's place, Cruz Blanca.
So they're learning from, they work at some of these bigger places that have been in Chicago, and they're able to branch off and start their own.
Yeah, and they've just, and it's such a great community. Like, they all help each other. I mean, even some of those early guys, right? Like, it was from this next wave, Half Acre, Revolution, Metropolitan, right? Like, those are the ones I consider that launched this new wave. And so many people have worked at those breweries, and they've been helpful, you know, to the brewers, sharing information and stuff to help them with their businesses. So it's worked to the benefit of all of us.
Yeah, it is interesting, because you don't think of Chicago you'll always think of Chicago as a beer town, thanks to Schlitz and other places, but an old style. But I it's amazing to me to see the number and how expansive this industry is, even in the last 2 to 3 years.
Yep, for sure. And, you know, I mean, you know, don't fact check me on this, but I believe, you know, Chicago, other than Portland, Oregon, has in city proper the most breweries of any city in the country. And I read one stat that, you know, I'm not sure if it's true, it's from a couple months ago, but that we have as many breweries within city limits as New York and LA combined.
Wow.
And, you know, obviously real estate probably makes something to do with that
does,
as well. We've got these
space,
warehouse
right,
districts
right.
For sure. So.
And where are they setting up? I mean, I remember I had somebody on talking about the Ravenswood corridor as a big part, but it does take the same path that an industry once took in the city.
For sure. But what's really exciting, and you find out in the book that we put together, you know, we map it out by segments of the city and the suburbs and everything, and you're finding these pockets, which is really cool. Like Pilsen, all of a sudden, you can go and knock out three breweries within walking distance. You got Moody Tongue, which is unlike any other tap room in the city, but then you've also got got the Lulu Brew Pub, and you got Low Res, which are probably places that most people aren't familiar with just yet. You go over to by Goose Island, there's On Tour Brewing right steps away, and they just won some big awards at the Big Great American Beer Festival. You've got Great Central, which is like this contract brewer that also makes their own beers. You have All Rise in the Cobra Lounge space, and then just you can even walk up the block to Forbidden Root over on Chicago. Anyway, that's five, you know, breweries.
You really do have this
really
down. You
really make a day. So,
well, it's amazing to think about. I mean, right there, just you rattling off all these places and neighborhoods that you didn't think were there before. The other part of it, which is important because it's a big part of what the Beermiscuous Field Guide is about, is most of these breweries have tap rooms. They have brew pubs. They have things attached to those spaces, and people can go enjoy the beer without having to put a hard hat on.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of people ask us, hey, wait a minute. You guys are a bar and a bottle shop in Lakeview. You want people to come drink in your place. Why are you promoting going to drink at other places? But, you know, for us, I mean, again, it's just we feel it's a natural extension for what we do. We have the largest selection of local beer of any bar in the city. At any time, you can try 55 different breweries and over 225 different beers. So it's a different experience. It's the same kind of vibe at Beermiscuous. You know, we've got a tap room type vibe in there. But, you know, if you want to go and try 8 Half Acre beers, you go up to Half Acre. But if you've got friends in from out of town, you want to really kind of explore a whole bunch of these smaller breweries, maybe, you know, you can knock out a whole bunch of them in one sitting at Beermiscuous.
Okay, so at Beermiscuous, which I have so many questions about, you know, having a local beer focus. When you're starting out 3.5 years ago and you guys are putting this together, and even now, is it a lot of the bars that we know and love all the way? They deal with distributors. They deal with people who say, this is what we have. This is the flight of beers you could choose from. And we have our one craft beer that's special this year. How do you have to go develop relationships with each, you know, independent craft brewer to say, hey, we'd like to have your stuff in our bar?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's obviously nowadays, it's as we talked about, it's changed a lot. And so all of the major distributors have craft breweries, even the guys that majorly do Bud and Miller, they all have some craft beer brands, you know, underneath. So those guys are coming at us. But also the laws have changed a lot, which is really awesome, and why all these breweries have sparked up. They can self-distribute for a while until they reach a certain level of how much beer they're producing. Yeah. They can come in and come and sell the beer to us, and enables them to kind of keep more of the money instead of having to give a share to a distributor. So we were really fortunate. We kind of established that reputation pretty early. So we've had, you know, we've been fortunate that all these small brewers are coming in and pitching us on their beer, pitching our, you know, we have a great beer buyer named Austin, used to work at Goose Island, Clybourne, and you know, so he's the one that curates that list of, you know, we got 16 beers on draft, 350 bottles and cans in the coolers that you can try. And so it seems like a lot, but that's actually highly curated from the hundreds of offerings that, you know, were kind of pitched on a regular basis.
Beermiscuous is at Lincoln and Diversey. I'd said Diversey and Clark earlier in the show. Andrew corrected me. Lincoln and Diversey, that's still Lakeview. We're still in Lakeview at that
still
point.
Still in Lakeview.
Lincoln and Diversey, Beermiscuous Field Guide is out now. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Andrew Hillsburg is a contributor to the Beermiscuous Field Guide, and we'll talk about some of the beers that you brought in here on Industry Nights. We're talking with Andrew about Beermiscuous. Stay with us. It's Download Here, 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. We are in the middle of our Industry Night segment. We're talking with Andrew Hillsburg. He's a contributor to the Beermiscuous Field Guide, which is a guide that explores the various tap rooms and brew pubs that are growing here in Chicago. 100-plus craft beer makers. Beermiscuous is a beer cafe, craft beer cafe at Lincoln and Diversey in Lakeview here in Chicago. You know, you brought some stuff in, so maybe we start there just about, because you rattled off five or six like that in the first part of this segment, and it's amazing that there's, I thought that would cover it all, but there's still way, way more.
Yeah, and that's the fun thing for, you know, again, your listeners out there. I mean, you might think you know a lot of the breweries here in Chicago, but there are so many, so that's kind of really what this book is all about and why we think you should check it out. But I brought in some fun stuff for you tonight. got to start off with Evanston, because you just came out of the Northwestern basketball game. Man, go Cats, but ugh. So I brought a beer from Sketchbook Brewing.
Okay.
This is called Insufficient Clearance. And, you know, it's pretty wild. Evanston, like, what a great example, right? It was the home of the Women's Christian Temperance Union for many years. And when I went to school there, we used to drink it at Bennigan's.
Isn't there a place called Temperance? This is the craft beer?
yes, there is. And thank thank the Lord for them, because as I said, I used to drink it at Bennigan's after classes at Northwestern. It was terrible.
I was going to say, so that's why they call it that. And
great name. And Josh, the owner of Temperance, I mean, he had to work hard in that town. He had to educate them, get the laws changed for them to accept opening up a brewery. And now there are four breweries in Evanston, and Sketchbook is one of them. You got Smiley Brothers, Peckish Pig, right on the border on Howard. So this beer is great. It's a hazy New England style IPA, which is the big trend right now in the beer industry.
Why is it a trend?
You know, it's
I'm sorry that I don't know more about the hazy
Justin.
IPA from New England.
It's the big thing. It came from, you know, from New England. It's, you know, it's just a lot of aroma up front. It's almost like someone poured like juice in, like orange juice or grapefruit juice, from the way that they hop it. And then it finishes a little less bitter than a typical IPA. So that's really why I think it's caught a lot of popularity with people, that, you know, it finishes just a little nicer and cleaner than a typical IPA.
All right. Let's see what else you got.
So what else do we got for you? I mean, come on, Justin, I had to bring this. You're the man. It seems like all your sports culture and references ended in the 1980s. So I brought from Buckle Down Brewing out in Lyons by Midway. They produced this really great IPA called Xavier McDaniel. You remember the X-Men, right?
So he was good. He was one of the guys I played on NBA Live. Like, I'd always have McDaniel on my team. I'm like, yeah, he's good. I like that name.
So there's no way I couldn't bring this in. Buckle Down's a great brewery. This is like kind of a tropical citrus kind of IPA. What else we got here for you? I mean, I know sometimes behind the desk you've talked about being pantsless when it's hot out. So from Alarmist Brewing up in the Sauganash neighborhood.
Pantsless
Pale Ale. I mean, look at this can.
That's
how awesome is this can?
It's
a delicious beer that you can pound a bunch of them also. How about we go back out to the suburbs? Pollyanna Brewing. They've got two locations out there. This was a beer, as fun size milk stout. This was Josh Noel, the Chicago Tribune. It was his pick of the month, beer of the month, back in November. It's basically a milk stout crafted to taste like a Snickers bar, and it is fantastic.
Keep going. I'm loving it.
Yeah. Tinley Park, right? You would think that would be the mecca of brewing out here in Chicago. Right. Well, it actually kind of is. We got a couple breweries out there. I think there are three out there, and one of them is Hailstorm. And these guys, the biggest beer festival in the country is the Great American Beer Fest. Happens every year out in Colorado. They won the gold medal in the IPA category, so the most popular beer style in the country.
That's a big deal,
They beat out 407 other entries. So they got a beer called Prairie Madness, just a great traditional IPA with a little Midwest twist. So... that's another one I brought in.
That's amazing to me, because to think about the diversity of location, to go from Evanston to Sauganash to Tinley Park, there doesn't seem to be one region of this area that is producing craft beer. There seems to be all.
Yeah, it's great, and that's so. The basis for this book was anything within 45 miles of our brewery, somewhere, you know, anywhere where you could travel on a day's trip. We tried to put a lot of tips in there, like about how you can get out there via public transportation, so you don't have to drive. Obviously, it's great with Uber and Lyft. It kind of makes everything accessible if you're going out drinking. But I mean, it's just, that's the thing. I mean, people talk a lot about, there's going to be this bubble in craft beer. There's too many breweries, too many locations. And there will be a shakeout at some point if you're really not... number one, you got to be producing great beer. You got to build a community around your brewery and tap room. But there's no reason why every neighborhood in the city, why every suburban town can't have their own brewery and tap room.
How do you... I mean, and it's not on you, but with the field guide and you're giving great promotion to all the different places in the area, when you talk about what a stellar craft beer community here in Chicago, how do they come together? Meaning, it's very competitive. If you have 100+ craft beer brewers, I would just assume there'd be, you know, everyone is competing to get that consumer. Does competition take a backseat to community, or how does it work that they're all coming together?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing is, obviously, as we talk about community, it just becomes the local community. I mean, every brewery's got to really be supportive of their local community that's most likely to be their customers. But then, you know, the craft beer community has really gotten along pretty well. I mean, certainly there's a lot of competition for shelf space in the stores, and obviously they're all competing. The bottom line is they are competing with each other, but they're mostly competing against the big guys. I mean, it's still the big sellers in our business are Bud and Miller and all those guys. So craft beer keeps chipping away at it. But, I mean, that's really the competition for the most part.
You mentioned earlier Goose Island, and I think about Goose Island. I think of Lagunitas. Both Goose Island is a Budweiser product now, and Lagunitas is a Heineken product. We had Tony in here talking about it. I mean, does that change their their place in the craft beer community, that they kind of get pushed to the side? Do you at Beer Miscuous go, well, that thanks for all the help you did, but now you're over here?
Yeah, I mean, we're not at, you know, there are some places that kind of take that tack, like, well, if once you sell out to big beer, we're not going to carry you. I mean, we haven't taken that approach. I mean, obviously Goose Island and Lagunitas have been very supportive of the Chicago, not just the beer community, but just the community in general, sponsoring events, doing all kinds of great things out there. We certainly, you know, like everybody, keep an eye on it, though. I mean, the big thing is just whether their practices are something that might become anti-competitive to the small guys. As long as it's a fair battleground, you know, then everybody has
this
a chance.
This city being the hub of the Midwest means you're going to have, obviously we're talking about craft beer, but big beer has a stamp in Chicago. Miller Coors headquarters are here. Long time Budweiser's had all sorts of area in this area for a long time. You think of old style PBR, all the kind of different places. You know, I think of and even a lot of Corona and places. And
yeah, it's for Constellation Brands. Constellation Brands owns a lot of those Mexican beers and now owns Ballast Point out of San Diego.
Yeah, so all of those brands are here in Chicago. This is their city. I mean, to think Miller Coors being the headquarters here in Chicago. How do they interact with the craft beer community? Are they supportive? Is everyone sort of arm's length? How does it work between big beer and craft beer here in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's look, I mean, I think they deal with each other, but they're certainly wary of each other as well. But the good news is this is such a big beer drinking town that there's kind of room for both. I mean, and then they're serving kind of different audiences too. So I think the big beer guys are trying to learn everything they can about the craft beer world. I mean, they know that their business is changing big time, so they are watching, and that's why the small guys are a little bit wary, because they, you know, bottom line is they're coming after them a little bit. They've been buying up, you know, breweries like Goose Island. We'll just have to see. But for the small guys, I mean, as long as they're producing great beer and doing community, and that's, you know, that's really the real great thing about having these tap rooms and brew pubs. It kind of, I wouldn't say it insulates these small guys, but it gives them a revenue stream. If they were just battling for, you know, getting on tap at a bar or getting a shelf space at a Jewel or a Target, then no, a lot of these breweries wouldn't be able to survive. But a lot of these small breweries,
Because of the tap room, they're able to bring in customers, right?
You know, they create a great environment. And some of these guys don't even, you know, they're not even distributing yet. I mean, I live up on Southport, and I've got Corridor Brewing right down the block from me. These guys are producing, we talked about hazy, juicy IPAs. They're producing some of the best in the city. And, you know, they're not canning and putting on shelves just yet. You know, they're just doing brisk business right there on Southport.
Andrew, for you, being a part of Beer Miscuous, what are the trends right now and the ones that we should be looking forward to? You mentioned the hazy New England IPA, but but is there a certain, I think right now the citrus IPA or the sours and that area seems to be was a hot thing this last year. I'm hoping that fades out. But where are we with the where is beer craft beer trending towards?
Yeah, I mean, you know, sours is definitely one that it was going to be on the tip of my tongue before you said it. I mean, I'm amazed at how many people come into Beer Miscuous and ask what sour beers we have, and we've always got to make sure we've got, you know, at least one or two on draft at any given time. Obviously, this time of year, porters and stouts are doing well, but yeah, the trends, I mean, certainly, boy, this past holiday season with just so many barrel-aged beers, you know, it's not just Goose Island, Bourbon County. I mean, there are so many other good ones that are being produced out there. So,
is it dependent on the season? I mean, do you see more sours come out in the summer and more, obviously, in porters now? But, I mean, are there some beers that just kick ass throughout the year? They don't need the season?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly plenty of beers that are very seasonal in nature, but you can still drink a sour in the winter. You can still drink a nice porter in the summer. I mean, and we try to keep a nice balance on our draft list. But certainly, too, I mean, a lot of these breweries, they have a couple year-round beers, and then they kind of, their release schedule kind of goes with the season. So they'll have maybe a special beer or two they release in the spring, another special beer or two they release in the fall. So it gives you, I mean, that's the great thing. I mean, there's just so much variety coming at you all throughout the year.
It's pretty intense. It's amazing to me that there are 100 plus craft brewers in Chicago. Where can I get this book? Where, I mean, is this on just next to where I order the sour at Beer Miscuous? Where do I get the field
guide? We've got it on the counter at Beer Miscuous, so if you guys want to come out to Lincoln University, we'll sell it to you there. We also have it on sale at more than 35 different breweries, bookstores and gift shops around the city. So if you want to get that list, you can go to beermiscuous.com and you just click on the merch button on there. Click on that. And it is also on Amazon, too. So if you got to order from online and get it, you can do as well. But it's really been great. I mean, the breweries have been really supportive of putting the book on sale in the tap rooms. And again, it just shows you how, you know, they're supportive of other, you know, they're just trying to encourage people to go out and explore Chicago beer.
Well, the book is called Beer Miscuous Field Guide. It's out now. Beer Miscuous is the beer craft beer cafe, which is at Lincoln and Diversey here in town. Can't thank you enough for coming in. Andrew Hillsburg, great to see you, buddy. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot.